Okay, we're here with Henrik Mustonen from Finland, our number one seed of the Salt Lake City, the Wasatch Funds Salt Lake City Open, and he just won his quarterfinal match today against Arthur Gaskin of Ireland. Thoughts on the match, Henrik?
I think I played really well today. I managed to maintain his good shots, and I managed to keep him behind me most of the time, and then attack when I got the opportunity. So I felt I played really well. I was moving quite well. I was sharp on the ball. I didn't make many mistakes. So yeah, I'm hopeful that I can keep that form for tomorrow's match also.
Yeah, I would agree. I thought you played terrific. Tell me about your working bows. You're good at that. Is that something you like to hit, or is it just thought it was an effective shot against him?
No, but boast is a shot that I like to use in general. I've used it since I was a small boy, so I guess I've grown up to use it. But some people say I use it too much, and Some people say that it's a really good shot. So I mean, it seemed to work today, especially, and I made him work quite hard, and it probably paid off towards the end of every game. So yeah, it's part of my game. I like to keep it, and when I play confident, I use it quite a lot.
I'm curious about the match. I mean, Arthur got upset a few times with referee decisions. I'm sure that's happened to you before. But when you're playing, just in general, when you see your opponent kind of getting upset, is that difficult for you, or are you kind of like, he's probably upset mostly by the way he's playing?
Yeah, I felt like he was probably more frustrated about me playing quite well, and himself not managing to get a lot of points, and maybe he needed a little bit of a break also, and he wanted to talk with the referee. I didn't really mind. I was just a couple of times there were maybe a little bit longer breaks between the rallies, but I just tried to concentrate, keeping my game together.
So. Yeah, I mean, like, we've all been there at times in our own games, probably.
Yeah, I usually try to concentrate on the game more than the calls, because you can never do anything about the calls anyway. And I think the referee, being one of the players, is always going to know the rules quite well.
Yeah, that was just an interesting sidelight. I liked what you said about just, you know, focusing on the future, not the past, you know, and just concentrating, because you can't go back and win a point that's already gone behind, right?
Yeah.
How about going forward in your in the tournament you play? Let's see. I don't even have the draw in front of me. Who's the on your side? You play Ben, of course. You play Ben Coleman, and have you played him? Any thoughts on that match?
We haven't played in the PSA. I think he's 1 year younger than I am, so we kind of know each other from the European Junior tournaments. Mm-hmm. I've also trained with him a couple of times in England. Mm-hmm. But we haven't played in the PSA, so it's going to be interesting tomorrow.
Yeah. And you both have come through your first two rounds relatively easy. I mean, I know no match is easy, but three love for both of you, and probably some, you know, you'll be facing a fairly fresh opponent that way.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fresh match tomorrow, and I think obviously there's a final place. Uh-huh. On the line, so I mean, both of the players will be going really hard for that, so I think it's going to be a good match.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to it, and thank you for talking with us, Henrik.
Thank you.